Comedian Jake Johansson lives on the road much of the year, and he gets a chance to compare and contrast the people who populate different cities.
My wife and I just recently spent a week in Washington, D.C. We toured the Capitol building and saw where laws are made. It was about 78 degrees, and the tourists were out in shorts. I wore a suit, though, and my wife wore a nice dress. We were invited to have lunch in the Senate dining room. Our host, Tom, was nice enough to point out all the senators. Unlike showbiz celebrities, senators and congressmen want you to recognize them and point at them because that means you know who they are and maybe you'll vote for them. But they don't make themselves easy to recognize because they all dress alike. And all of the people who are meeting with politicians to convince them to do something also dress like politicians to suck up. Dark suits, sensible shoes, everyone dresses like they're going to church. These politicians can't fool me, though. No one can be that serious all the time. They must have some end-of-the-year party where they all get tipsy and Xerox their butts. You never see that on C-SPAN, though. The next week, we were in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, they wear whatever they want, usually something sparkly or shiny with feathers. Some of them barely wear anything at all. No one cares if you vote for them. They just want you to come see them sing or tell jokes or do magic. Now, they must have politics in Las Vegas. I'm sure Las Vegas has a mayor. It's why it's not Wayne Newton that confuses me. He's the elder statesman in Las Vegas. Maybe he could do something about the terrible traffic they have there. It took us an hour to go less than 5 miles down the famous Las Vegas Strip in bumper-to-bumper traffic to see a copy of a pyramid covered with glass, a giant fake castle made of stucco, and the Empire State Building, only smaller, with thousands of hotel rooms inside. We had the air conditioning on full blast, and it was about 80 degrees inside the car. Outside, the thermometer said it was 115. People were eating outside at the sidewalk cafe of the Paris Casino, 115 degrees. We wanted to help them, but it seemed like they were having fun, and we were afraid to open the doors of the vehicle. It was so blistering hot, like checking the turkey in the oven hot, really hot. That's why you never see Wayne Newton out in the daytime. It's too hot. He would have to do most of his mayoring at night. No problem, though. How hard can it be to be mayor of a town where almost everything is legal anyway? I mean, you can build whatever kind of blinking, clanking, water-squirting, high-rise casino you want. People are walking around drinking liquor in the streets half-naked, and it's all legal. As the mayor, your job is to get them to come inside for a show, bet it all on black, and eat a big steak. I say, get on with it, and elect Wayne Newton mayor of Las Vegas, or maybe even governor. Heck, if Arnold Schwarzenegger can run for governor of California like they keep talking about, why not send Siegfried and Roy to Washington as Nevada's newest senators? Maybe we could get some nighttime lawmaking started and beat that Washington heat. At the very least, those Tigers would liven things up on the Senate floor. You know what's great about Tigers? They're nonpartisan. They'll eat anybody. I think we need more of that in Washington.
Comedian Jake Johansson goes back on the road in August. For a list of his tour stops, visit jakethis.com.